Lekach Belibov Yachat Samachvav Viter.
Oid Tam, Shoif. Oid Tam, another reason, besides what we learned about yesterday, another reason Shematzlian Afi Koimin Koidim Agoda, another reason why we put away the Afi Koimin before Magid, then we say that Agoda, Vichakach Oiklan Afi Koimin, and then we eat the Afi Koimin after. The Afi Koimin Uzeichel Gzayus Pesach. The Afi Koimin is a zecher to the kazayas of the carbon Pesach that everyone has to eat. Pesach nito lachil bezriko, and the Pesach becomes mutter to eat once you do the zrikos adam on the mizbeach. Ulekach, therefore, gam Afi Koimin tzorich liyos by inyan zriko b'chdeishin nito b'chil. So since this is a zecher to the, kazayas carbon Pesach, so we should have also a zecher to the zriko that mattered it to eat. Umatzina b'gemara, yumad av talad, nechnesu mayim tachas dam. Nechnesu mayim tachas dam. The water could be in place of the dam. Yeshloim ha'kavono. So, aderech drush, we're going to explain what this means. Mayim could take the place of the dam. Yeshloim ha'kavono, right, the gemara is talking literally. But he says, Yishlom ha'kavon ha'shebezesh adem shoyfich nav shel Hashem Yisborach v'shtavchus ha'nefesh u'bedemoyis einov. Like it says, Shivchi k'mayim libeich, right? Azay nechnosim ha'mayim tachas adam ki luzorik dam b'foyel. That could take the place of the zikas adam on the mizbech. The Gemara says, mayim could take the place of dam. So he's saying, the shivchi k'mayim libeich, the pouring out of a person's heart to Hashem, could take the place of the zikas adam on the mizbech. Therefore, so we say over the Haggadah with the pouring out of your neshama, and you remember Eich Galina Meratzenu and how we were sent out from our land. Ve'en lanu b'sam mikdash. Zo kamo zvikas dam. The nechrasu mayim tachas dam. Haynu adamoy sayyardim b'sam mikdash Haggadah. There's an Indian of tears during that God. There's an Indian of this geula that we're reliving. You know, now we don't have it. Now we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. We don't have. So there's an Indian of.
I feel
the
feeling you should have in that
God. I don't know. It's interesting. I guess it's.
There is a Maris aspect for sure.
Yeah.
A
what?
Of bitterness,
right.
But I always associate more
with the obvious. Yeah, no, so he's saying there's a level of also crying that we don't have it anymore. Okay, interesting. So he's saying those demoris hayardim talam yagada. That's the zikah b'taras of kol melachila. So mamela, that's that we hold it until after that god in order to eat it. V'zehu yachat magen. She yachat haynu shemarfidin chelik gvoya mechelik hedyet kamei hashchito. Your father said, "Dam, he did a gavod mizbech, and mekachin of the dam. Mechakach bo heter ziko, tayno idin magin." So yachatz is again the afikoyim. Is the afikoyim is a zeichah to the gezayis place of the wheat. So yachatz is to merames that I'm separating the chelik that I eat from the chelik that goes in the mizbeach, and then I hold that chelik that I eat until I do the zikas adam in the mizbeach, which happens during magin, and then I can eat it. That's what this yachatz before magid and the achila after magid. Okay. Yeah, Judy, with us.
I need Haggadah.
Oh, good. Oymim b'shem Rav Kodesh Mirupshitz. They say in the name of the Rupshitzer. Echim b'oyd svar makadosh. Shavoydes asay the shaykh lavoydes tkiyah shayfa. Okay. The avoid of the seder is shaykh to the avoid of tkiyah shayfa. Isa. It says, "Magbiin as a kairo, we lift up the kairo." Ha'oisi shehem lemayla mikairo him shayfer. Ooh, it says, "Magbiin as a kairo, lift up the kairo." So you say, "Remez, lift up the letters of kairo, lift up the kuf, the ayin, the resh, the hay, and you get shayfer." V'divri pichochim chen. V'divri pichochim chen. Yeah. There's a similar word like that. With the girl says a word like that. Ayin tachas ayin. If you look underneath the letters of Ayin, you'll find the word Kesef. So here, Magbi and Asakaira, if you look, if you lift up the letters of Kaira, you'll get Shofar.
Shofar?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see what's the Shaykhis. Lev Nishbar. The Gematria Shofar. What's the Mishnah Tavis? Shin Reish 86 84. What is Lev Nishbar Imha Tavis? Maybe it means there's a way of doing gematria that you count up the value of the letters and then how many words it is. So Lev Nishbar plus these letters, Lev Nishbar plus two, which is because it's two words, equals Shofar. I guess that's what it means. Im HaTevis, I don't know. Kasher Adam with a matzav shel Lev Nishbar. When a person has a broken heart, Oyla Kol Shalom Yomayla Kol Shofar, then his voice goes up like the Kol Shofar. And that's what the Shofar is, the Shvarim and then the Tekiyah, to break yourself down and then you can, yeah? When he's broken, when he has a nevis, when he comes to Hashem with a nevis, then his call goes up like a shofar. Is that inyan yachatz? Shemara al inyan lev nishbar. Also, breaking is the inyan of breaking oneself, a lev nishbar. Ki amilu levad shel tevas matzo oyle beiz pomim lev. The adam tzarek lasis matzim rivi bin beiz alavavis. Okay.
So it's like a tefillah in a way when he lifts it up the kara. Maybe.
Comes out to 64. Yeah? The miloy, meaning the second mem, the dal of the yud, and the hay. And the yud. The second mem, the dal of the yud, and the yud. The miloy matzah, the hidden letters within the word matzah, comes out two times lev, because you're making a fight between the dual of vavas. Dual of vavas means yetzatav yetzahara, right? The vavecha means yetzatav yetzahara. That's what we know from the. Yeah, and you have to make one win out over the other. Okay, not sure exactly.
What's the word it makes up? Damecha?
Which one?
Mayim. Matzah.
It's the hidden words of the word matzah equals two times lev. And matzah also means a fight. Matzah meriva means a fight. So you're fighting the Yitzhak over the Yitzhak. Okay. Well, yeah, this needs more Ian, what it means over here. This whole thing about lifting up the Kaira, you get Shofar, what's the Shaykhus? It's interesting. Okay. Choyken, listen. We said certain things are going to be a little.
What?
Two times late.
64.
Correct.
And the words Mem Tzadi Hey?
No. The hidden parts of each letter.
Yeah, fine.
Mem is spelled Mem Mem. Tzadi is spelled Tzadi Dalad Yud.
Yeah.
And Hey is spelled Hey Yud.
Oh, Hey.
So the Mem, the Dalad, the Yud, and the Yud equals 64. Okay. Chokum is a matzah shnei chalokim. We break the matzah to half. It's chelik a gold manichin tachas a kair. The bigger half we put under the pillow. Echagakon manichin chazor la kair. And the smaller part we put back into the kair with the other matzahs. The yisim is for semis. The bigger part is meramis to the ultimate gula. That's why it's saved for tzofen. Tzofen means something which is hidden away. Because that gula is still hidden from us. It's hidden away for the future. And that's meramis with the bigger piece. Okay. That's what the Sfasem says.
What do you mean meramis once Mashiach comes?
Huh? V'mati ish beis shemus. You eat the matzah, the corn pesach. I don't have the Seder. Beis Shemus. Ayin Beis, what? B'samach Gimel. No, the Seder wasn't, didn't do these things.
How are the two names of Matzah?
So B'mati Yish Beis Shemus, Ayin Beis, B'samach Gimel, this is Sefer Kodesh. Ayin Beis is Chesed, because that's the Gematch of the word Chesed. Zohu Hashem, which is God of the Osed. זה הכוון ששווה במצה לבייס חלוק עם עין בייס סמך ג' החלק הגודל עין בייס מניחם בין הקר לכסס שלוש יגיעו לחסודים פשוטים you got that? what's the word? What's matzah? Matzah equals 135. Okay, 135 equals 72 and 63. Now I think that Ayin Beis and Samach Gimel, the 72 and 63, are Shemus of Hashem. There's a 72 letter Shem of Hashem, there's a Samach Gimel Shem of Hashem. The Shem of Hashem of Ayin Beis is a Shem of Hashem that expresses Chesed because Ayin Beis equals the word Chesed. So it's saying, if you're going to say that the Matzah is two Chalokim, so the Pshat is you split it up into two Chalokim, two Shemus of Hashem, two ways that Hashem expresses Himself. The larger chelik, which is Ayin Beis chelik, because that's larger than Samach Gimel, that's when it was the chesed. So you put that away, lost in love, because that's going to be the fullest expression of Hashem's chesed. Okay?